Sunlight can help our mental outlook and help us feel healthier. For people with arthritis, the sun's warmth can help relieve some of their physical pain. Many people also think that a suntan makes a person look young and healthy. But sunlight can be harmful to the skin, causing immediate problems as well as problems that may develop years later. A sunburn is skin damage from the sun's ultraviolet rays, also called UV rays. Most sunburns cause mild pain and redness, but affect only the outer layer of skin. This is called a first-degree burn. The red skin might hurt when you touch it. These sunburns are mild and can usually be treated at home. Skin that is red and painful and that swells up and blisters may mean that deep skin layers and nerve endings have been damaged. This is a second-degree burn. This type of sunburn is usually more painful and takes longer to heal. Your skin type affects how easily you become sunburned. People with fair or freckled skin, blonde or red hair, and blue eyes usually sunburn easily. Your age also affects how your skin reacts to the sun. The skin of children younger than 6 and adults older than 60 is more sensitive to sunlight. You may get a more severe sunburn depending on the UV index of the day, which indicates the risk of getting a sunburn that day. You are more likely to get a sunburn between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon, when the sun's rays are the strongest. You might think the chance of getting a sunburn on cloudy days is less, but the sun's damaging UV light can pass through clouds. Being near reflective surfaces such as water, white sand, concrete, snow, and ice can cause sunburns. Sunburns can be more serious depending on the season of the year. The position of the sun on summer days can cause a more severe sunburn. It is easy to get sunburned at higher altitudes because there is less of the Earth's atmosphere to block the sunlight. You may also get a more severe sunburn depending on how close you are to the equator. The closer you are to the equator, the more direct sunlight passes through the atmosphere.
How can you treat sunburns at home?
Home treatment measures may provide some relief from a mild sunburn. You can use cool cloths on sunburned areas. Take frequent cool showers or baths. And try applying soothing lotions that contain aloe vera to sunburned areas. Topical steroids, such as 1% hydrocortisone cream, may also help with sunburn pain and swelling. Don't use the cream on children younger than age 2 unless your doctor tells you to. Don't use any lotions or steroid creams in the rectal or vaginal area in children younger than age 12 unless your doctor tells you to. A sunburn can cause a mild fever and a headache. Lie down in a cool, quiet room to relieve the headache. A headache may be caused by dehydration, so drinking fluids may help. There is little you can do to stop skin from peeling after a sunburn. It is part of the healing process. Lotion may help relieve the itching. If you get blisters, home treatment may help decrease pain, prevent infection, and help the skin heal. Small, unbroken blisters that are less than 1 inch or 2.5 centimeters across usually heal on their own. Do not try to break the blisters, just leave them alone. Do not cover the blisters unless something such as clothing is rubbing against them. If you do cover them, apply a loose bandage. Secure the bandage so the tape does not touch the blisters. Do not wrap tape completely around a hand, arm, foot, or leg, because it could cut off the blood supply if the limb swells. If the tape is too tight, you may develop symptoms below the level of the tape, such as numbness, tingling, pain, or cool and pale or swollen skin. Don't wear shoes or clothes or do activities that rub or irritate the blisters until they have healed. Large or broken blisters also usually heal without problems. Most large blisters will break on their own and then heal. Be sure to wash your hands with soap and water before touching blisters. Blisters can easily become infected. If you have a large blister, you may want to drain it, depending on where it is. If you decide to drain it, clean a needle with rubbing alcohol or soap and water. Then use it to gently puncture the edge of the blister. Press the fluid in the blister toward the hole you made. Wash the blister after you have drained it and pat it dry with clean gauze. Do not remove the flap of skin covering the blister unless it tears or gets dirty or pus forms under it. If the blister has just a small puncture or break, leave the flap of skin on and gently smooth it flat over the tender skin underneath. Apply an antibiotic ointment such as Polymyxin B or bacitracin if you are not allergic to it. The ointment will prevent the bandage from sticking to the blister and may help prevent infection. Do not use alcohol or iodine on the blister because these may delay healing. Do not use an ointment if you know you are allergic to it. If the skin under the bandage begins to itch or develops a rash, stop using the antibiotic ointment. Change the bandage every day and anytime it gets wet or dirty. You can soak the bandage in cool water just before removing it to make it less painful to take off. Watch for a skin infection while your blister is healing. Signs of infection include increased pain, swelling, redness, or warmth around the blister, red streaks extending away from the blister, drainage of pus from the blister, swollen lymph nodes in your neck, armpit, or groin, and a fever.
How can you prevent sunburn?
The best way to prevent a sunburn is to avoid sun exposure. If you have to be in the sun, remember the ABCs of how to protect the skin from being sunburned. A is for away. Stay away from the sun in the middle of the day, from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. B is for block. Use a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher to protect babies and children, and at least 30 or higher to protect adults. Older adults should always use a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 to protect their very sensitive skin. C is for cover-up. Wear clothing that covers the skin, hats with wide brims, and sunglasses with UV protection. Even children 1 year old should wear sunglasses with UV protection. And S is for speak out. Teach others to protect their skin from sun damage. If you are going to be in very intense sunlight for a long period of time, consider using a physical sunscreen called a sunblock. A sunblock, such as zinc oxide, will stop all sunlight from reaching the skin.